You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
Tight ass bitch. It's going to be my lucky day today. At least that's what I thought, gazing at his muscular form, his body rippled, his strong arms outstretched, reaching for me. Oh, he gets me so hot under the collar. Imagine the touch of his flesh on mine, his big hands parting my wet cunt lips, his face buried in between my soft, sticky thighs, licking from my juicy cunt right up to my tight little arse. A wet tongue probing both holes, which would be a new experience for me, but something I've always wanted to try. I had a bloke tease my arse once with his finger, and he licked it and rubbed it around my little chocolate star. I wondered how far this one would go. He looked like the sort of bloke who would fuck every hole. I watched mesmerised as his toned body glistened in the sunlit room. Each muscle flexed and relaxed with every slow, torturous movement. I've been stopping here at his door for the past few weeks now, trying to pluck up the courage to approach him. He excites me so. The thought of him makes my pups race and my pussy drip with juices. I fill my pants every time with creamy cum. I couldn't take my eyes off his delicious body, especially the groin area. Those tight latex shorts didn't hide much. His cock and balls protruded and jiggled whenever he moved. I just imagined my mouth on them, sucking hard on his beautiful cock and rubbing my face into his sweaty, hairy balls. I ached for my mouth on his, sucking on my hard, erect nipples. Feel his hot, wet tongue flicking over them, pulling them into his mouth and nibbling on them, then exploring every delicious inch of me down to my moist, cavernous cunt hole, watching my hand as I slowly travel down my body from my large, pendulous breasts over the soft swell of my stomach, resting at the top of my thigh, my fingers pressing against my mound, teasingly rubbing my clit through my panties. I wanted him inside me so bad, filling my hot, juicy cunt with every inch of his throbbing, rock-hard length of dick. Was he putting on a show for me? It felt like he was. Flexing and stretching, a teasing smile stretching across his lips. Fucking hell, I'd love to run my tongue over his mouth, feel the warmth and wetness of it. Did he know I was watching him? Of course he did. Just look at him, pumping himself up and down. Fuck. I wish it was me doing the pumping up and down on him. A shiver of excitement ran through my body, aroused by the thought. I could feel myself start to sway in time to the music playing in the background. He was incredibly gorgeous. Edible was the word that sprung to mind. I was desperate for him to get his hands on my body and make his cock droop with pre-cum. He stood in front of the mirrored wall, showing off his fantastic physique. He pushed his hair away from his face and caught sight of me through the mirror. Oh, fucking hell, when our eyes met, I melted under his gaze. Flushing with excitement, he beckoned me in. And uncontrollably, I walked towards him. My tits heaved in anticipation, my nipples erect. Oh, I could do things with that body of yours, he said, looking at me over, his eyes glued to my huge melons. I'd hoped you'd say that, I said. I was desperate to get his mouth on mine. His eyes wandered over my voluptuous, curvy body, taking in every inch of me. I'd take him in, all right, deep inside me right now. I wanted his hands to do the same, wanted his hands all over me. He stood behind me and I gasped as he laid his hands on my shoulders. His hot delving hands explored every inch of my wanton body, making me quiver under his expert touch. Surely he knew how much I ached for him. He was toying with me. Oh, fuck, how desperate I am to toy with him. Well, parts of him anyway. He spun me around and looked deep into my eyes. You should have come to me sooner, he whispered. I could have worked magic on that body of yours. I wish I had, I panted, my hot mouth just inches from his. Is it too late for me? Oh, no, baby, never be too late for you. Come on. Come in and lay with me down here beside me on the floor. He bent my supple body into several different positions. Our bodies moved in time to the rhythm. Before long, I was sweating and panting with excitement. Our bodies moved as one. He was right. Wonderful things did begin to happen that day, right here on this very floor. Before I knew what was taking place, he rolled me onto my stomach, placed a knee in between my thighs, forced my legs apart. He pushed up my short skirt, exposing my smooth legs and soft peachy arse. He pulled my already wet panties to one side. I could feel the tip of his hot probing helmet nestled against my tight arsehole. "What are you doing?" I asked, struggling beneath him. He put his hand on my chin and tilted my head up and whispered, "What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck the arse off you." "Oh, God, no. Will it hurt?" I moaned, a big grin stretched across my face. I didn't care anyway. I wanted it. I wanted it up there. I liked a bit of pain. Turns me on. Makes my juices pour out of me. I'll never forget our first time. It was painful, but very, very rewarding. And oh, baby, it did hurt. Hurt like fuck. But the feel of his cock up me, pounding his length, right into my arse, his fingers working my swollen clit and slippery wet cunt on until I came screaming on his rock-hard cock. It was incredible. I squeezed my tight arse around his cock with every thrust, which made him drive his dick into me even harder. It was my first time arse fuck, and I loved it. I wanted more, and I knew where to find the man to give it to me. I wonder if there's many more out there who want to give me a good arse fucking. Any volunteers, guys?